Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. We often have a limited perspective when it comes to success. We try to effort and struggle our way to what we think we're lacking. And in order to do that, we have to achieve some kind of success. We have a fear of failure, a fear of losing, all these fears associated with anything we're inspired to do when it comes to success. Well, in this episode, Joshua talks about how success really works from the higher perspective. And I think that if you get what Josh was saying here, you'll really take the idea of success in a whole new way, and it'll make things a lot easier for you. So please enjoy this episode and remember to like and subscribe and leave a review and share this with your friends and all that stuff. If you'd like to hear more about Joshua, go to theteachingsofjoshua.com. If you haven't read Joshua's first book, A Perception of Reality, that would be an excellent thing to do now as you get into the holiday season. And also A Radical Change is another great book. And these make great Christmas gifts as well. So you can find those books on the website or anywhere that you buy books, Amazon, all that, all those places. So enjoy this episode and have a wonderful day. We are thrilled to be here.
Hi, Joshua.
We want to talk to you a little bit about this idea of success. You're all striving for some sort of success, whether that's being a parent or being in business or having a career or whatever that is. You have this ideal of what success is, and so you strive for it in some way. And when you strive for success sake, for the sake of other people thinking that you're doing well or that you're maintaining some ideal you think is good, or you're just falling into the ideal of what Western society thinks is successful, well, then that's an expansive experience, but there's a lot of effort and struggle involved in that because it's not really authentically who you are. Who you are is authentically successful, whether you do anything or not. It has nothing to do with what you do. It's how you are, how you perceive yourself, how you're exploring physical reality. You see, you are already successful. You're here. You did all the work you need to do to be here, and you're here now. So now that you're here, you can do anything you want to do. If you believe that success means something or achievement means something, well, you're going to effort and toil your way through hardship and disappointment in order to achieve something you think is good. And you think that in the achieving of that success, it'll mean something or you'll feel something. And what you'll feel is briefly, you'll feel okay. You'll feel good about it. You'll use that as your excuse to be in alignment, to congratulate yourself. But once you get there, after toiling and struggling all the time, you'll realize that it didn't give you the feeling you thought you'd feel. It didn't give you anything other than what someone else labels as good. And so you get to this level and you say, well, that can't be it. I must not be successful. I must keep going, keep trying, keep struggling, and keep efforting. And of course, your whole society is based on this idea of hard work leads to everything you want. And we say expansion leads to everything you want. Now, you will definitely expand on your journey to success, even if you're only doing it for the success or the money or whatever, the congratulations, the achievement, whatever that is. You will expand on that journey, and that's wonderful. But you'll be exploring the inauthentic version of you. You'll be exploring who you're not. You will not be really understanding how this game is played. True success comes from doing whatever you're inspired to do, realizing you're successful now, that you cannot fail, that you are here on earth at this time, at this wonderful time of awakening, and that you are here to do something that may not necessarily look like success in the eyes of others. But to you, that is success. To coming to know yourself authentically, that really is the only success that you're looking for, to understand who you are and to accept yourself as you are, and then to accept everyone else as they are. And then not to buy in this whole propaganda of what Western society calls success. What you want to do is expand in love through inspiration by pushing past fear to do whatever you're inspired to do in the moment. In that, you'll gain confidence and clarity. You'll gain more self-awareness. You'll raise your vibration to higher levels. You'll exist at greater levels of love and joy and satisfaction and ease and calmness and exhilaration and interest and excitement. That's the success that we're talking about. And that could be in any area of your life or all areas of your life. You could achieve that success just by knowing who you are. And so success is available to you in this moment. True success is. But if you put yourself on this journey of self-discovery and you say, well, With each experience, I expand to greater levels of awareness about who I truly am. Every time I dip into a low emotional state of being due to some event that happened, and I see that event as for me rather than happening to me, that's success. That is leading you towards everything you truly want. Every time you're able to push past fear and act on some inspired idea, that's success. That is the key. You must understand that when you're able to do these things, when you're able to not act on an urge to change the conditions or not try to control something or act on some inspired idea in the moment, some little tiny thing, that is the success that you're looking for. With that success comes everything else you truly want. Everything else you truly want is a byproduct of this approach to life, where you see yourself as successful now. You see everything as good and right and perfect as it is right now. You see everyone else as perfect as they are right now. And you achieve this level of perspective that is so high that it matches perfectly with your inner self. When you feel good, this is your notification that you're being successful. When you feel bad, this is your notification of growth, of a growth opportunity. And so you cannot fail. It's not possible to fail. You cannot lose anything. Loss is an illusion. You cannot die. You cannot fail. You cannot have negative results. You can't make a wrong decision. Nothing bad could ever happen to you because above it all, you are a pure positive being of love and acceptance. You are eternal and magnificent and good and worthy and all these things. And the proof of that is that you're here now. When you compare yourself to others or their level of success or what society deems is successful, when you're discounting the true aspect of this reality, you're discounting who you truly are. And you must know that if you're listening to this on this call now or later date, you've arrived at a new place, a place where few others have arrived. Now, this doesn't make you more successful than everyone else, because inherently everyone is following their own journey and exploring what they came here to explore and doing it in their own way. When you judge another's journey, well, then you're just looking at it from a limited or a higher perspective. You get to choose what perspective you are going to use in the moment to look at anything. When you look at anything from a higher perspective, you are successful. When you're looking at it from a limited perspective, you are in a little bit of confusion. You're believing in the illusion. It's no big deal. You can change that perspective at any time. And when you do, when you are focused on what excites you, your passions and interests, your new perspectives, your new ideas, your processing of limiting beliefs, all of these things add up to success. And with that comes everything you want. All the things that you think you want that are necessary for you to have all the money that you need to do whatever you need to do to explore who you truly are will come. All the friends will come. All the new experiences will come. Everything will come when you're in alignment with who you truly are, when you see yourself as absolutely successful and worthy of everything you want. That all comes. You don't have to do anything. You'll be inspired. And that inspiration will always come with a bit of fear, but if you can push past the fear, the action itself will always be enjoyable and easy, and you'll be highly effective in everything you do. When you get to this level of awareness about who you truly are, and you act as a blended being with your inner self, always acting on inspiration in the moment and never worrying about anything else that you think you have to do, it'll all get done. It'll all take care of itself. It'll all pop into your reality. You won't know how. You may be able to follow the thread of it after the fact, but in the moment, you can't know how it's all coming together. You must have a little bit of faith. Well, that faith will take you a long way. When you start to act in faith on those things you're inspired to do, you'll gain confidence. You'll see how this whole system works. You'll see that, yes, you can do this thing you're inspired to do. Yes, you can take that small action in the moment. Yes, you don't have to pay attention to what other people think. You can let them alone and accept them for their journey. And realize that you have a chance here. You have a choice. You can strive towards efforting and struggling, doing the things you don't want to do just to achieve some level of monetary status, some kind of income, some kind of what makes it feel like security to you. Or you can trust that you are abundant, are free, are secure, are worthy, are whole, are good, are magnificent, are limitless right now. When you change your mindset from I need to do this, that, and the other thing to prove that I am worthy, and instead say, I am worthy. What do I want to do now? What's the most exciting thing I can do now? How much fun can I have now? What can I let go of? What do I need not do? What can I let other people do? Why do I have to control anything? If you can let go of some of that control, then you'll be carried swiftly to wherever you want to be. Now, you can't really know where you want to be right now because you're ascending. You're expanding through all these experiences. And that expanded version of you that exists in a year from now or 5 years from now will have a new level of clarity that you do not have now. Right now, you're all buying into some illusion. Something has to be different than it is for you to feel good. And that is not true. You can all choose to feel good now. You can all choose to feel successful now. You can all have as much fun as you want now. It's all done by looking at everything from a higher perspective. This is working out. I can't see it yet, but I know it's working out for me. It always does work out for me. It always does work out as long as I let go of control. When I'm in fear and holding on to something, well, I can see it's not working out. I can see that I'm separating myself from that which I fear, those people that are behaving badly that should be different than they are, that government over there or that new rule or new law or this crisis over in this land or whatever it is. When you're focused on yourself, what you think you need, what you think you lack, then you're living this like life of lack, of hardship, of struggle, of effort. When you realize you don't lose, you don't lack anything and you cannot lose anything, well, then you can choose a new perspective. And in that new perspective, you're free. Because in that new perspective, you open up the pathway of inspiration to flow to you. As you're processing your limiting beliefs, you allow in more inspiration. And that inspiration, whatever it may be, it might be something completely different than what you think it should be. If you can simply push past a little bit of fear now and then to take some inspired steps, you'll be led to the life you intended to live. That life will become apparent to you as you act on more inspiration and give up the old struggle and effort to make yourself seem successful in the eyes of others. They cannot know who you are. You do not need them to know who you are. They will never see you for who they are until they see themselves for who they are. You will never see them for who they are until you see yourself for who you are. So what you want to do is to see yourself for who you are. That's why you're here. That's your trajectory. That's your plan. That's your intention. Find out who you are and then realize the entire system was structured for that one intention and that everything is working out perfectly to lead you on this trajectory from the illusion into the truth. Give up what you think you should be. Give up being anything that's inauthentically you. Focus on your passions and your interests and what makes you feel good. Let everyone else do what they want to do. Let everyone else have their own opinions. You stand in your authority, knowing that you are the only one who knows what's right for you. If you can do that, this life will be a game and it'll be a fun game and you'll enjoy it every step of the way. Give it all up, let it go, relax, surrender, and have as much fun as you can. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
Hi.
Yes, Kate.
This is great. And I'm beginning to really get it. It comes in and out, of course. But so, you know, executive coaching will say to have a vision and then you'll go after it and you land here. And they're saying, well, what's in the gap between you and your vision? But how you're framing it is are we not having a vision anymore because we're doing more inspiration?
Let's imagine you exist at this level of awareness where you are right now. Let's imagine that in a year, you'll exist at a higher level of awareness. You'll be more authentic in a year. You'll have processed more limiting beliefs. You'll have taken more inspired action. And from where you are now, you can't really see where you're going to be. You can't even imagine it. Any attempt to imagine anything would be done so from a limited perspective, because where you exist now compared to where you will be as you expand through experiences is limited compared to that. So when you make a vision or a goal about where you think you should be, that's generally based in lack and fear. I'm not up here. I want to get up there. I don't make this much money. I want to make this money because I don't have this money, much money now. I'm not at that level because I'm down here at this level. In order for me to be happier, I'd have to be at this level. And we say that's exactly the opposite of how the system works. Exist in as much happiness as you can be in now, as much love and acceptance now. See as much of your life and yourself as perfect as you can now. feel good about it all now, and then wait for the inspiration. Now, that inspiration is coming from your inner self. Your inner self has the highest perspective. The inner self knows every thought you think, every experience you've ever had, and all of your pre-birth intentions. You don't know that. You have no idea. And so when you have a goal or when you have a vision, that's based on a human perspective, a limited perspective. And the only idea is that once you attain this level, this vision, you'll feel good. So you'll have to effort and you struggle your way. And this is an expansive experience. So there's nothing wrong with this at all. Except when you get there, you won't feel the way you felt, the way you thought you would feel, because the whole thing was predicated on you doing all this work to get to this level and then you'd feel good. That's not how the system works. You feel good now. You feel worthy now. You accept yourself as you are now. You have the conclusion that you are perfect now. Imagine if you said that to yourself. Okay, where I exist now is perfect. I'm on this journey. I'm at the perfect spot on this journey. This entire life has been a journey to get me to where I am now. 20 years ago, when I had a vision of where I'd be, this isn't it. It was something different, but here I am. And I know that my pre-birth intentions have moved me along this journey to expand as I intended. Yet my perception is limited, thinking that, oh, if I was richer or famous or married or had children or had all these things that I wanted 20 years ago, that I'd finally be happy. And unfortunately, that doesn't really work out that way because you're looking off to the left when everything you want is to the right. Now, how you've moved towards greater levels of clarity, which is what you truly want, it's pushing past the fear that exists now. If you are holding on to an ideal or a vision, you'll push past a lot of fear to get that. That's a very strong desire. Those who have really strong visions will move mountains to attain what they think will make them happy. And so they'll effort and struggle and they won't be a lot of fun. And they'll use their idea of hard work to justify all this that they're doing. While mostly they'll be ineffective, they'll put in way more time than necessary. They'll have to do all these things they don't want to do. And they will disregard the things they really want to do because they'll say, oh, that's not making me money, or that's not moving me towards my vision. I can't spend time with my children or take a trip with the family or hang out with my friends. I have to work in order to attain this level of success that Western society thinks is the right thing to do. And you see a lot of people on that treadmill. Then there are those who are simply focused on their passion and interest. They are consumed by those passions. They are excited by them. They're not paying attention to the noise outside there. They're living a full, fun life right now. And when they get to this higher level, they'll look back on this time as this was the most fun time of the journey. Yeah, we didn't have any money. Yeah, we were working hard, but there was a lot of camaraderie and there's a lot of fun things going on and it was all new and we were having an adventure. Once the money comes, it gets sort of boring. The money doesn't really mean anything. So those in Western society, those teachers will say, if you want success, you do this step A, B, C, and D, and you'll get there. And you will get there if you work hard enough and if you stick with it and if you're persistent, you will get there. But will that make you happy? No, it'll be a great way for them to get a testimonial. Yes, I did all the steps in this and I did attain this level, this vision that I had, but they won't know how the people feel. They won't understand that it was all empty. It was meaningless. It was expansive and good, but it was inauthentic and ineffective. If you're here to discover who you are, you're going to discover who you are or who you're not, and that will add to your understanding. But if you were focused on your passions and interests and going with the flow of life and acting on inspiration and pushing past fear, you'll expand to who you truly are. Most people are exploring who they're not. And so for them, that's wonderful. Spend more time in fear, spend more time in frustration and hard work and effort and struggle, doing the things you don't really want to do to attain some goal. Good. You'll explore who you're not. And that will be an expansive experience and will add to your overall awareness of who you are. but you all have come here for new exploration. If you're on this call now or listening a later date, you are on a new exploration. You are doing something radically different than everyone else. You are saying, hold on here. What if everything's perfect? What if I was born at the right time in the right place, the right parents? And I adopted limiting beliefs. And I resisted it all. I resisted those parents and that family and that school and that government and those things and how my life was. It should have been a different family. It should have been different than it was growing up. And then that launched you on a trajectory and you said, well, there has to be something more to this reality. And so you found books and videos and podcasts and movies and all these sort of things that were, wow, causing you to have a shift in your awareness. Then you get here. How did you get here? This is a leading edge conversation that few people could have. And we say, it's always been perfect. There's never been anything to strive for. You've always been on this path. It's working out perfectly for you. When you return to the non-physical, you look back at your life and go, that was perfect the entire time. I can see it now because my perspective's higher. When I was in that life, in that limited perspective, I was resisting it all because I thought it should be different. I was holding on to an ideal that society told me was good. Actually, my life was perfect as it was. I was perfect. I had the perfect body and the perfect place and the perfect friends and the perfect mates and the perfect children and the perfect parents all along the way. I had the perfect job at this time. I had the perfect career at that time. That led to this. That led to this. And all of that I was doing was resisting it while it was happening. So now we come and say, where you are now is perfect. You are perfect. There's no room for improvement. You'll expand through experiences, but it's never going to get better than this. How you feel is the only thing that matters. So if you can feel comfortable, if you can accept where you are, if you can see it all as good, you will be in alignment. In that alignment, you'll receive some inspiration. If you're holding onto a vision, you're going to judge every inspired thought. Is that thought, is the action contained in that thought going to get me to this vision? What if that vision isn't what you truly want? What if that's not an effective way to discover who you are? What if you are completely different than what you think that vision would mean? And so if you're holding onto a vision, you'll receive a thought, oh, that's not going to get me to that thing I want. That's not going to make money. And so your ego is going to say, don't do that thing you're inspired to do because that's not going to lead to what you want. But if you realize that all that inspiration is coming from your inner self, who knows exactly what you truly want, then you can simply act on that inspiration in the moment. Imagine you have a one-year plan, a vision for 1 year, and you have a list of things you have to do. I have to do this every day. I have to call these people every day. I have to do that every day. And in a year, I'll end up where my vision is because I'll do these action steps. Do you think that those action steps are inspired? How could they be? Because tomorrow you're a completely different person. So how do you know what's best for you tomorrow? Once you've changed completely from today to tomorrow, you're ready for different inspiration. So if you would just say, I'm going to simply act on what I'm inspired to do today, take that action, expand to that new level, and then tomorrow you will wake up at a higher vibration. You're expanded. And so new inspiration will come to you for that day or that moment. And you take that action step and you expand to another level. And you wake up the next day and now you're a different person. If you were to act on a few ideas every single day, 4 weeks, you'd be a radically different person. Well, you'd be the same person, but with a different perspective of yourself. You would know yourself better. You would feel better. You would realize things better. You'll have more clarity. You'll get what's really going on here. Imagine in a year, if you acted on inspiration and you expand to such a high level that you suddenly realized that everything was always perfect and that I never needed anything. I never lacked anything. There was nothing I ever lacked. And the vision that I made was based in lack. I don't have that vision now, so I have to do all this stuff to get there. And that was all based in lack. I always had everything I needed. I just couldn't see it. Now I can see it. Now I don't have to think about what I lack. All I have to think about is what do I want to do? And then you'll be inspired to all these ideas that will be so satisfying, so enjoyable, lead to so much appreciation and love, fill your entire reality with love, and raise your perspective of yourself, your perception of your own reality, to such a high degree that now the outside reality forms to that new opinion of yourself. That's what you want. And you can only do that one inspired action after another, because every time you take an action, you expand to a new level. And at that new level, you're ready for new inspiration that you couldn't receive when you were at a limited perspective. That's what you want. So either way, you can hold on to a vision and you can go off and effort and struggle and have a hard time in life. Or you can just do what you're inspired to do, and every single action that you take will be enjoyable, easy, effortlessly, and highly effective. Who's next?
Hi, Joshua. Hi, Melinda. Joshua. Hi. That was really amazing. Thank you. Earlier this year, we were talking and I got a promotion and you said, hey, you're going to do really great at that. You're going to expand. And before you know it, you're going to get another one. And I'm here to report it happened. So that's great news. And then on the sidebar, the job just started and I literally am finding myself enabling other people to have manifestation events in front of me. And it feels really challenging to watch because, you know, you're saying to all of us, you're sensitive, lean into your sensitivity, be your feelings, use them as your guidance system. And then watching somebody kind of, in their estimation, make an error and melt down in front of me is really tough. And I see what you were talking about earlier. You're like, there's this grand vision, but I feel like I'm in this, still in this little box. And I recognize that. So I was hoping you could maybe give me some guidance to deal with that rush of emotions while it's happening. And then later I can work on my manifestation event form.
Excellent. All of your rush of emotions of negative emotions will always come from a limited perspective.
Okay.
When you're seeing something as wrong, you are triggering a limiting belief and feeling fear. In that consciousness of fear, you receive thoughts related to the fear and urges to change the conditions, and it doesn't feel good. You wish that they weren't having their manifestation events or that they could handle it better or whatever it was, because then you wouldn't have to feel fear. And so as all of you are more sensitive and you're moving to higher levels of sensitivity as you're processing your limiting beliefs, because every time you process a limiting belief, you now become more sensitive. Well, this emotional sensitivity is a superpower because you'll be able to really feel when something is off with you. Now, if you view someone else and you see them having a hard time, if you did not care, or did not have a limiting belief about it, you would never feel negative emotion. So somehow you're attached to their outcome. And you're attached to their outcome for your benefit. If they did well, it means something good about me. Or if they did well, I don't have to worry. Or if they did well, this whole project's going to be a success. And since they're not doing well, this could jeopardize my vision. I want to be up here. And if they can't hang with me, then I can't get up here. I'm attached to an outcome. Well, why are they in your life in the first place? How did they attract someone like you to be around? Someone like you who can see everything from a higher perspective, who, if you're in alignment, can offer some guidance because you're inspired to. And you can show them that this is not a big deal. We're always going to get this done. Who cares if you did it right or wrong? You can't fail in anything you do. I'm going to accept you no matter what. We're going to figure this thing out together. You can always rely on me. I'm never going to get upset with you because I don't care. I literally do not care about this. This is just an expansive experience. This thing we think we're doing that has this outcome we're attached to doesn't matter. What matters is our relationship. That's the only thing that matters, because if you know the people, you're eternally linked to them. They are attracted to you. You say, well, they just came in through HR, hired them off the street. I don't know who they are. No, you know them eternally. They are with you. And your number one intention is to love and support them and accept them as they are and to guide them, but not to change them or control them in any way. The only reason you ever want to change or control someone is because you think that they're not contributing to the outcome that you're attached to. Imagine dropping the outcome and saying, no, I don't care about why I'm paid to be here. I don't care about getting this project done on time. I don't care about what people think of me. The only thing I care about is my relationship to these people in my life. Yes, it seems like they're just employees or they're just here for the day or whatever, and I'll never see them again. That's the illusion that I have to remember is not true. If I know them at all, just by name at all, we are eternally linked. And they've come here because I know something they do not. And in their connection to me and their relationship with me and their observance of me in my alignment, why doesn't she care? Why doesn't she get upset? How come she's not telling me what to do? How come she's not trying to control me like everyone else? Wow, she is so ascended. There must be something she knows. What does she know? And then when you're inspired and you tell them what you know, tell them, hey, everyone else can take this seriously. This is just a game for us. We're going to have fun here. That's all we're doing here is having fun. We are a team. We're a group. We have each other's backs. We are supporting each other in love and acceptance. If you need any help with anything, I'm here for you. You don't have to be concerned. If you start adding love into this situation, into these relationships, and not acting on urges to control, you shift the entire dynamic of the whole system. Now they're not in fear. And what happens when people aren't in fear? They become effective in everything they do. What happens if they're in fear? They lose connection to the inspiration. They can't have inspired ideas. They can't have fun. They're always going to be tense and nervous. And when they're tense and nervous, they're going to receive urges to change the conditions. Now, sometimes these manifestation events happen for a reason. Well, we will say they always happen for a reason. If you feel negative emotion, well, that's the limiting belief that you have. What would happen if you were able to witness someone going through their manifestation event where you didn't care? Well, then it wouldn't be a manifestation event for you because you'd have no limiting belief. And then you could watch them in fear and see how they react and observe them. And then offer, not advice, but some form of guidance that you're inspired to. And if you're not inspired to, you don't say anything. You just let them have their event. And know that as long as you're not adding fear to the situation, they'll get back into alignment. As long as you're adding love to the situation, they will get back into alignment. You will pull them out of that with the love that you're offering. And they will say, this person, Melinda, is completely different than anyone else we've ever seen before. And then they will rise to the occasion, so much so that you won't believe it. And you can form this team. All of you can do this, where you are now working in harmony with everyone else, because what's happening is you're now connected to your inner self, who's connected to all their inner selves, and everyone's receiving inspiration at the same time. That's the only thing you want to do. And if the outcome is good, great. And if it's bad, well, then you have a manifestation event. Awesome. Now, if you could live in the moment without attachment to, oh, I have to have this, I have to perform in this new job that I was hired to do, well, that comes from fear and lack. If you say to yourself, I'm the king of the world, I'm perfect in every way, I know things more that no one else knows, I operate more effectively, I'm not here for this, you know, quote unquote outcome that they are asking me to do. I'm here for my ascension and I'm here to serve others. If this goes haywire, awesome, because it'll lead me to something even more interesting and to create something even better. And as you stay in alignment during all these times, you're going to get insights. You're going to get clarity. You're going to know exactly what to do, when to do it. But if you get down in the middle of it from a limited perspective, thinking it's wrong, trying to fix things and solve things, well, those are just urges to control conditions. There are no problems unless you're in a limited perspective and those problems come rushing into you in your awareness because you're attached to the stream of consciousness of lack and fear. So imagine operating at such a high level of clarity that you're just calm. You know what's going to work out. There's never an issue. Everyone else could be freaking out because they're attached to outcomes and do you stay focused and calm? Are you of benefit to the project and to the people when you're calm? Or are you of benefit to them when everyone's freaking out and you're freaking out right with them?
Right.
Release your attachment to the outcome and realize the only outcome is for you to move into these higher levels of vibration in calm and ease and joy, having fun with it all and taking none of it personally and none of it seriously. It's just a game and you're here to have fun.
I can't wait to not have this conversation with you. Every time we talk, you tell me, release your attachment of the outcome. Oh, I can't wait to be done with this.
Excellent.
Thank you for your help.
Hi, Joshua. It's Autumn. I have a question. How do you find within yourself what it is you really want to do and what your innate talents actually are, or will you only know when you arrive at a certain level of clarity?
Your talents and attributes are always there, always presenting themselves. For instance, Gary is a teacher and a leader. He was a teacher and a leader in high school. He was a teacher and a leader in business. He had seminars and events. He spoke in public all the time in that profession of real estate. He was always helping his friends and guiding his friends and interested in these higher level concepts, but couched in a way of success. So it was all motivational stuff. And he was fascinated by this, but the spiritual stuff was in there. He just wasn't aware of it. His talents and attributes were in there. He wasn't aware of it. His speaking ability was in there. His writing ability was in there. He wasn't aware of it. He thought he had to do those things because it was part of the business or part of the thing. He didn't realize until much later that he was always doing these things. So he always had these talents, but he wasn't aware that they were talents. Of course they were, and other people could see them as talents. How many people can get up on a stage in front of 200 or 300 people and have no fear? Very few. And he didn't. But he didn't see that as different because he didn't know the level of fear that other people had in that sort of situation. So he had these talents, but didn't realize they were talents. And then he comes in and speaks to us for a while and does the boot camp, and then realize that he's a spiritual leader and teacher, and that these talents of speaking and being in front of other people and guiding people has always been with him. Once he realized that they were talents and attributes, then he said, oh, sure, this makes sense. This has always been there. But he didn't know that before. So when you realize your soul's purpose and what you're here to do, all the things that you're good at now, which you don't think you're that good at, or you may doubt that those talents and attributes, you realize, oh, I had these all along, of course. I didn't just come into life with this ability to sing and this ability to act and this ability to write randomly. That was all designed to enable me to discover who I am. And then when I discover who I am, I can use those talents to assist others. So those things are things you intentionally brought in with you, that you knew they would aid in your self-discovery. They would lead to experiences that were expansive and eventually lead you here. And then once you realize who you truly were, once you got that clarity, once you accepted yourself, then you can see how those talents helped you to get there and how those talents will lead you forward to do what you're inspired to do. The doubt comes because you're attached to a vision. The vision is false. It's not true. What you think you want is not what you truly want. And everyone else is here at the same time thinking the same thing. Oh, if I only had the big house and the big car and the success and the fame and the fortune, then I would feel satisfied. We're here to tell you, you will never feel satisfied if all you're after is personal success and gratification, because it's never about you. This reality is not about you. This reality is created by you. The sun doesn't care if people send it postcards and say, thank you for lighting up our lives. The sun is just being the sun. The sun is getting all the satisfaction just on being itself. If the sun were trying to be the moon, it would have a hard time damping down all those flames. It would never work. The sun just has to be the sun without attachment to an outcome. If the sun was saying, wow, Mercury is really hot, but Mars is really cold. I need to shift so that I can warm Mercury for a while and then, or cool Mercury for a while and then warm Mars for a while and go back and forth. Then the sun would be inauthentic. It'd be trying to be what it is not. And there'd be no satisfaction in that, just to gain the approval of Mercury and Mars. Oh, if only Mercury had life and appreciated me, then I'd feel better than I do. Only if Mars was a little warmer and had life, then it would finally appreciate me. I've got all these planets here in the solar system. There's only one that has any life on it. Why can't I just be different so that all planets could have life? And then they would all think I was great. But now only one planet thinks I'm great, and only for half the day, because half the time they're in the darkness. So you have to understand that for you to get the satisfaction you so desire, that you intended to live in, your ideal is not what you truly want. It's what you always thought you wanted. And so you effort and struggled your way to this with some success and some what you perceive as failure, but you've never failed because it's always been part of your journey. You had to have every single experience you've ever had, painful and joyful, so that you could be here now. When you receive the clarity of who you truly are, you will look back on all those experiences that you thought were painful and joyful, and you'll say, oh no, those were all perfect. I had to have those experiences. Without those experiences, I wouldn't be here now, and this is where I want to be. This is where I intended to be. So you had every experience that you needed to have to get here now, yet you judge those in retrospect as good experiences and bad experiences. Well, everyone does the same thing because you're attached to an outcome that is not your true vision. It's a man-made vision from a limited perspective. It's based in lack. It's based in the fact that you don't feel good now, and you think that if you get here, you'll feel good. The reason you don't feel good now is because you are thinking that something outside of you could solve your problems, the problems of unworthiness or dissatisfaction or whatever it is. Those aren't really problems. It's just a choice of perspective. You choose your perspective. Now, your perspective, we'll say, is influenced by your set of beliefs. So you have some empowering beliefs and limiting beliefs. The empowering beliefs contribute to the amazing life that you're living. Amazing. There's 8 billion people on the planet. Who's living a life as good as you? Very, very, very few. Your limiting beliefs cause you to perceive yourself in a limited way. Okay, you adapted those along the way. Good. Well, those are there to be overcome. Those are there to present obstacles that you can overcome. And every time you overcome a manifestation event or see things in a new way, you elevate your perspective of yourself. Well, eventually you're going to have a perspective of yourself up here, and you're going to see everything is good, including yourself, and everyone else is good. And you're going to see how the system works, and you're going to realize, oh my God, these gifts that I've been given or that I intentionally brought in with me are not used, not to be used in service of me, but in service of it, my reality, everyone in my reality, the entire planet, the entire humanity. I have these talents not for me, but for them. I don't have these talents to make me seem good in their eyes and try to change their opinion of me. I don't care what their opinion of me is because they can't see who I am. They don't realize who I am. I'm here to inspire them, not to get them to appreciate me, because inspiration is who I am. I am an inspired leader and teacher, and I am here to spread a new approach to life to the masses through my gifts. And I'm the only one who can do what I can do. Not one human being on earth has a combination of talents and attributes and the awareness of how the system really works than you. You're the only one who can do what you can do. No one else can do it. No one else can do it anywhere near as effectively as you can when you understand who you truly are. That's all it is. You forgot who you are. You are discouraged because no one else can see who you are. You wish they could see who you are, but they can't see it until you see it. We can see who you are. We know exactly who you are. We know exactly why you're here. We know exactly why you have those talents and attributes. We totally understand that you're confusion. But that's part of this process, because when you come from great confusion to great clarity, it's the most exhilarating feeling in the world. That's what you signed up for. It seems painful now, But guess what? You're exactly where you intended to be. How did you get here? There's not a million people here. There's a handful, and you're among them. So you can go forward in this process by wishing you were different, wishing they were different, wishing everything was different, wishing that you could have more clarity now before you've even started the process. Or you can say to yourself, somehow I got on this journey. Somehow I got to this elevated state. Somehow I'm amongst these people who are looking at life totally differently. I'm in a process right now, and I don't have to figure out how it's going to work out. I just have to do the process. And in this process, I'm going to exist in as much joy as I can. I'm going to see myself as more perfect today than I did yesterday. I'm going to pay attention to manifestation events and look at limiting beliefs and process those limiting beliefs and just play the game as it's laid out for you, step by step by step. And I'm going to have faith that I am a powerful creator, and I created all of this for my growth and expansion, because that's the absolute truth of the matter. And all of you did the same thing. And so when you can start to say, oh, maybe I am in the right place. Maybe I don't want that vision that I held on to. Maybe if I effort and struggle my way to that vision, I would not feel the way I thought I would feel. And it would just be so disappointing to get there and to still not have any clarity. That you have to go higher and higher. And how high could you go? You could be number one in the world and still not have any satisfaction. Everything from the outside could look amazing and everyone want to trade places with you. But if you didn't feel satisfied and whole and worthy, what's the point of all that? It won't mean anything. But when you feel whole and worthy and you allow inspiration to come through you in the only possible manner it can, because it has to come through you, because you have the perfect set of talents and attributes for this inspiration, and then you just let it come through you, it flies out of you effortlessly and easily, you create a masterpiece, and then you don't give a shit what happens. All you did is a creation process. Can they see it? Some could, maybe others don't, maybe in time they will, maybe 50 years after you're dead, they'll say, oh, look at this person who created this masterpiece. We weren't prepared for it. It was way ahead of our time. It doesn't matter to you, because the feeling of that creation, that's your truth. That's your wholeness. That's who you are. Your attachment to an outcome, of course, is another matter based on all these limiting beliefs. If you start processing your limiting beliefs, you're not going to care about that stuff anymore. It's going to go away. But you're so entrenched in it now that you can't imagine how you're going to get out of it. How are you going to dig yourself out of this hole? You're not. The hole is going to disappear as you process your limiting beliefs and stay with the process.
Thank you.
Who's next?
Hi, Joshua. I have a question.
Resha.
So my question is about the quote of the day that we had in our morning homework. And it says, to be free of resistance means to allow everything to be as it is. If you can do this on the small things, you can do it on the big things. So I have a very small issue. It's about tea versus coffee. So I'm going away for the weekend to a family friend's house. And everybody there, they're all tea drinkers. And I need my coffee in the morning, otherwise I'm really groggy. So in reading the quote, to be free of resistance means to allow everything to be, that implies to me that I should just ignore my coffee need, because then I got thoughts in my head. Oh, I'll take my coffee powder. I'll take my coffee maker. I'll take my oat milk, because they might not have oat milk. So I'm understanding from this quote, I should give up my coffee need and just go there and see what happens.
Does your energy in the morning come from source or from coffee? Because most people it comes from source, but you might be believing that it's coffee.
I need my coffee.
If they give you a bunch of milk and there's no oat milk, are you going to collapse on the floor and die?
No, but if I prefer coffee over tea, why should I not give myself coffee?
If you are trying to control the condition, is that based in love or fear?
A fear.
Are you going to get what you truly want in fear?
No.
If you could do this small thing by going away for the weekend and saying, I don't care what's there. I'm going with the flow of anything. I know that I'm always taken care of. I'm always supported. I'm always given everything I need when I need it. If I don't need coffee, it cannot be there. If I need coffee, it will be there. So when I show up, if it's there, I know it's for me. If it's not there, I know it's for me. If one weekend of tea drinking is not going to kill me, there must be something in the tea. There must be something about the fun of getting around with your friends and everyone having tea without you having to be the lone wolf who refuses to drink the tea and has to have the coffee. They'll say, Reshna, oh my God, look at her. But maybe, just maybe, someone might think about, they might have the inspired idea. Let me just get some coffee for Reshna. Let me just pick something up. Maybe that could happen. But whatever happens is for your benefit. Whether that is flying into a manifestation event because you don't have your coffee, then you can process that limiting belief. Why do I need this? Why do I think my energy comes from coffee and not source? Why am I relying on this caffeine and this habit when I could go a week without it or a weekend without it? And wouldn't it be fun to join in with my friends and just do what they're doing and see what they find exciting about it? And even if you're contrary about it, you could do it in fun. You could be there saying, this is disgusting. I can't believe you people drink this stuff, just in fun. And you could make the whole thing fun. And maybe that's what the point of the weekend is. And the same is with the bed and the linens and the temperature of the room and what you're going to do for the day. If you could give it all up and just go with the flow of that just for this weekend, maybe you could see that it's all small stuff. And if you can do the small stuff, then you can do the big stuff.
Okay. That was really good. There's another sentence in that quote. It's only when you seek to control the moment do you cause resistance. So I'm still here at home. I haven't yet left for my getaway.
But you're controlling your moment by trying to plan for the future. You don't feel good in this moment because you perceive that you're going to lack something you need. And that in this moment is the only time you feel negative emotion or you feel anxiety. If you were to say to yourself, I'm going to go with the flow. I'm going to have fun. I don't care if there's coffee or not. I'm going to see what it does to my body. Maybe I just sleep all day because I'll never wake up if I don't have my coffee. We'll see what happens. Then you relieve the anxiety in this moment. It's this moment. It's not tomorrow when you go away. It's not the weekend. It's this moment that's causing you anxiety. This moment that's urging you to control the conditions. You're controlling this moment of stress and anxiety that you feel about not having coffee by making a plan to bring coffee with you, acting on an urge to show up there with coffee and a pot and a cup and milk and oat milk and all that stuff. That urge says, I've got to bring all this stuff with me. Is that fun? Is that fun to lug all that stuff around, to show up in this place, to take over the counter with all your equipment so that you can have a cup of coffee in the morning and mitigate the fear that you feel now? So your choice is now is to control this moment, how you feel right now. And if you decide to control it, you're going to receive urges to control and change the conditions, urges to bring coffee with you. Now, there's nothing wrong with this. We're just saying, for fun, ease up a bit. What if you could control that anxiety by saying, I know I'm taken care of. I know that everything will be good. I know that I have preconceived ideas of what I think I need, but the universe knows exactly what I need. And I can allow everything to unfold perfectly in the moment. And every time I feel a bit anxious, I'm going to remember this mantra. Everything is always working out for me. Maybe this weekend you'll realize you don't need coffee, or you need less coffee, or you can go a weekend without coffee, or nothing really matters, that you have everything you need all the time. Now, this happens not to be a small thing. You just asked the biggest question ever asked. You might think that coffee is a small thing, but this relates to every other thing in your life that you want to control. You say coffee is not a big deal, but that person's behavior is a big deal. That really affects me. But no, it's all the same thing. You might label it small, but it's just as big as anything else because control is control. Fear is fear. It's all coming together in fear, or it's all coming together in love. In love, you say, I'm going to accept however it works out as for my benefit. If they have coffee, great. If they have tea, great. It doesn't matter to me. For this one weekend, I'm going to go with the flow of it. The fear says, make sure you have everything you need just in case. And in that, you will effort and you struggle your way to do all these things you don't want to do, and you'll interrupt the natural flow of the weekend. You'll be existing in the weekend in fear, or continuing to exist in the moment in fear, because the next moment may change everything, because you might die in a car accident on the way over. So who cares about the coffee? Doesn't matter then. It's only now that you're thinking about it. So the anxiety only happens in the moment. The fear only exists in the moment. The resistance is only in the moment. You settle that resistance in the moment. Now, you could settle that resistance by controlling, and you think that makes you feel better. Okay, I'm going to pull out a big box. I'm going to put it in a coffee maker. I'm going to put it in filters. I'm going to put it in the coffee. I'm going to put my mug in there and my oatmeal, and I'm going to load it. I'm going to schlep it out to the car and put it in the trunk. And now you feel less anxious. But since that's based in fear, and you're here to push past all these fears or to think in a new way, you're going to come up with new fears. Well, now what if I need a blanket or a sweater? Or I hope they have this and that that I need. And it'll be going on and on and on and on and on, because this is the basis of your existence, is this control and fear. Well, sure, you have a lot of momentum there. Big deal. Now, if you change this little thing and said, okay, I'm going to make a little experiment this weekend. I'm going to go with the flow. I'm going to just show up. Maybe they have coffee, maybe they don't. Maybe I'll like tea. Maybe they have some kind of tea I've never had before. Maybe they do it a special way. Maybe it's fun. Maybe they have little sandwiches with it. Maybe they have great conversation. Maybe there's something in this tea. Maybe I have the tea and I'm wide awake just for this weekend. Let's see what happens. Maybe they want to do this thing that I don't think they want, that I want to do, but I'm going to do it anyway. Let's just see what happens. Maybe they want to go to this restaurant, which I don't like that kind of food, but I'm going to go anyway. Let's just see what happens. You see, if you can take this weekend as an experiment, all of you this weekend, and have as much fun as you can, well, you can't really have a lot of fun if you're trying to control everything. All the fun is in the lack of control, in the spontaneity, in the I don't know what's going to happen. All the fun is in the flow of the moment. And you can't plan for that flow, because the universe has you on a trajectory to get everything you truly want, maybe not everything you think you want. So if you give up what you think you want coffee, if you give that up just for this weekend and see what happens, we promise you, you will be delighted by what you find.
So I'm controlling the moment by
planning for the future.
Planning for the future. And not controlling my moment would be to do what?
Not controlling your moment would be to say, I don't have to control this moment. The only reason I want to control this moment is because I'm in some sort of fear. I'm feeling anxious about not having coffee. That's fear. That's not alignment. I'm going to get back into alignment by talking myself through it. Maybe I don't need coffee. Maybe it'll be fun just having tea. Maybe they'll have coffee there. Maybe I can just go with the flow. Maybe I can trust the universe to bring me everything I truly need. Maybe this weekend it'll be different. Let's have an experiment. Let's play with it. And then you'll get back into alignment because you're looking at it from the higher perspective. The higher perspective says everything's going to work out. The limited perspective says you, Reshna, have to personally control every aspect of your entire life in order to feel safe. That's never worked. It's obvious that doesn't work. So give that part of it up. Go with the flow, trusting the universe. Use this little thing as your vehicle for clarity. Have a little experiment. Report back to us next week And we promise you that something delightful will turn out of this and you will gain in this experience. This has been an amazing conversation with leading edge creators. We couldn't be more thrilled at your willingness to participate in these leading edge ideas. You are on the forefront of something radically new and you have no clue where you're going, but where you're going is more joy, more peace, more fun, more excitement, and the discovery of who you truly are. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you, Joshua. Thank you, Joshua. Thanks, everyone.
Well, that was really a great one. People got a lot out of that episode. It was highly reviewed or appreciated by those who were on the call. And if you're listening to this call now, all this information is for you as well. You are at the right vibrational place in your life and on your journey. And I think that if you're understanding what Joshua is saying here, you can take a look at success in a brand new way. And this will empower you to do things you're inspired to do and not to effort and struggle your way to get things you think you lack, because actually you lack nothing. It's just that perception of reality that is not really accurate. When you start living your truth and your authenticity, things will start to flow. You'll start to get a lot more inspiration. That inspiration may not lead to where you think it's going to go, but it will always lead to where you intended to go, where your true desires are. And so think about the inspiration more often. Meditate. If you'd like to get all the Joshua meditations, send me an email and I'll send you a link to all of them. Or you can find them on Amazon Music and Spotify and YouTube and stuff like that. Also, there's a bunch of great new videos on YouTube. Check that out. Search Joshua Teachings and you'll see all the videos that we've done. So until next time, have a wonderful week. Bye.